Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. You're the lucky one, but I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers expected to spend more than $40 billion shopping online in the period from Thanksgiving to Monday. That's so-called Cyber Monday. But today is Black Friday as the compressed holiday shopping season comes alive. But some critics of President-elect Trump's proposals warn that it could lift future prices. He's threatened 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico until both countries stop what he claims is a flow of illegal migrants and drugs.
Accounting for more than $1 trillion in trade every year, Mexico and Canada are the two largest trading partners of the U.S. The tariffs likely to fall back on U.S. consumers who could see rising costs on goods from cars to electronics to fruits and vegetables.
That's ABC's Jay O'Brien. Mexico's president said Thursday there will not be a tariff war. French President Macron led a tour of the rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral after the 2019 fire. It reopens next month. This is ABC News. A hiker missing for nearly 2 months has emerged from the Canadian wilderness.
Sam Bonostic set out for a 10-day solo camping and fishing trip at a park in northwestern Canada back on October 7th. When the 20-year-old didn't return, his family reported him missing. Rescue crews conducted a vast search but found nothing. But the family carried on, staying at a hotel near the park, holding out hope even as temperatures dropped below zero. Then on Tuesday, two people on a trail spotted a man walking towards them with walking sticks and a cut-up sleeping bag tied around his legs for warmth.
ABC's Lionel Moise, the man's being treated for frostbite and smoke inhalation. His mother says he's upset he did not catch a single fish. New charges against a Colorado dentist accused of poisoning his wife, and prosecutors now say James Craig also plotted to kill the detective investigating his wife's death. Craig is due back in court next month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Come on, It's JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Shop thousands of deals all week long, like $14.99 small appliances from Cooks or Black & Decker. Get boots and more boots for women just $19.99. And cozy up to the women's St. John's Bay Cable, the sweater lived in and loved by millions, now $9.99. There's even a matching sweater for your dog. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles through 11/30. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Canadian man who injured a flight attendant while on a flight from Milwaukee faces federal charges. 29-year-old Abdul Al-Jabbar Olaya allegedly struck an attendant and fought with other passengers during a flight from Milwaukee to Dallas earlier this month after getting upset with the service he was getting. A Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange Tuesday. Madison police say the sellers wanted cash for the phone. When the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. And if you harvest a deer during the opening gun weekend, the Department of Natural Resources urges you to test it for chronic wasting disease. The DNR is also encouraging you to report sick deer you may find in the field, as those reports all go into a database and will help the DNR track CWD. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Ready for the best Black Friday prices on household essentials? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like KT Basic Blend Bird Seed for just $9.99. Diamond Crystal Softener Salt is on sale for $3.99 a bag. And premium hardwood fuel pellets are only $4.99 a bag. Plus, if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm. Ready for the best Black Friday prices guaranteed? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like a Blackstone griddle with free cover and accessories for just $199.99. A Milwaukee Packout Toolbox System with free organizer is only $229.97. Plus, take 30% off all in-store footwear. And if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. Online only. Only at Fleet Farm.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. It is going to be cold and clear in western Wisconsin for the next few days. The National Weather Service says the holiday weekend will see temperatures in the 20s here in western Wisconsin. No snow is in the forecast, which is good news for holiday travelers. The Weather Service says it will stay cold in western Wisconsin through at least midweek next week. One man is dead after he was struck by a car while pulling a deer carcass off the road. The Dakota County Sheriff's Department says the accident happened on County Road 46 in Martin Township Wednesday. The 69-year-old victim had reportedly struck and killed a deer and was pulling the animal to the shoulder when he was hit by a passing vehicle. The name of the victim has not been released. There are federal charges for the man who flight attendants say tried to get off a Milwaukee to Dallas flight earlier this month. Prosecutors filed the charges against Abdul Al-Jabbar earlier this week. They say that he ran at a flight attendant on the flight, which took off from Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport back on November 19th. He's accused of saying that he was captain of the flight and that he needed to get off the plane immediately. Other passengers had to hold him down until he could be secured with duct tape. No one on the flight was injured. Prosecutors say the plane was able to land safely in Dallas. A plea deal has been reached with the Hixton man accused of attempted homicide. Anthony Sylvester was charged last October with that crime and a few other charges like burglary and stalking after breaking into his girlfriend's home. Sylvester entered into a plea deal in Jackson County Court and was found guilty of first-degree reckless injury. He'll be sentenced in February. Minnesotans looking for something to do other than shopping can take advantage of Friday's Free Park Day. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources schedules 4 free park days each year to encourage people to get outside and enjoy nature. Admission to all state parks in Minnesota is free, though fees will still apply for activities like camping and boat rentals. Friday's Free Park Day is the last one of 2024. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Add Wisconsin's Libertarian Party to the list of people asking for their money back. The Libertarians this week fired off a letter to lawmakers asking them to return the state's $4 billion budget surplus to taxpayers. The party says lawmakers need to stop, quote, robbing the taxpayers, unquote. Republican lawmakers at the Wisconsin Capitol have said for years that they would like to return surpluses to taxpayers. But the Democrats and Governor Evers say they would rather invest it. No one will be getting a ticket after the THC oil used at famous Yetis in Stoughton made 85 people sick. Public Health Madison and Dane County released its final report into the case this week. It shows 85 people, from babies to elderly, got sick after eating food from famous Yetis back in October. That included at least one pregnant woman. Now, someone used Delta 9 oil in famous Yetis kitchen and it contaminated people's food. The health department, however, said Delta 9 is legal and there are no laws that ban it from being used in a kitchen. As a result, Public Health Madison Dane County said no one will be receiving a ticket and no one will be arrested. Conditions have reportedly improved at Wisconsin's youth prisons. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says the federal monitor at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools noted an improvement in staff and resident attitudes, as well as fewer safety concerns following the death of a counselor earlier this year. The state was forced to look at staffing issues and how residents were being treated after the death of Corey Prue. Two teens are charged in his death. The monitor found that despite the incident, the two facilities saw overall improvements this past quarter, with fewer complaints about safety from both staff and residents. Authorities in Olmsted County are still hoping to resolve a 25-year-old murder case involving two headless bodies. That case began November 26, 1999, when the decapitated bodies of a woman and child were found in a ditch on the outskirts of Rochester. Investigators would later connect the deaths to Iqbal Ahmed, who flew to Bangladesh shortly after the bodies were found. The woman was identified as Ahmed's wife, and the child was identified as his nephew. The Olmsted County Attorney's Office says Ahmed was jailed for abduction and murder in Bangladesh in 2005, but investigators have been unable to confirm that he's still behind bars. That case will be reviewed again in 5 years. There will be new leadership for the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Current president and CEO Eric Borgerding is set to retire next year and be replaced by the WHA's Senior Vice President of Government Relations, Kyle O'Brien. Borgerding has worked at WHA for 23 years, the last 10 as CEO, and will retire June 30th. O'Brien will run the organization and be its seventh leader in its 104-year history. WHA says Borgerding worked to increase the number of doctors and nurses in the state while also overhauling Wisconsin's hospital regulations for a more efficient and cost-effective operation. O'Brien has been with the WHA for 12 years. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community.